producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My fist is sore from trading punches with Joe Biggs. You think I'm 14 years old again last night? You want to know how good BrainForce is? I didn't mean to do a plug right now. I wanted one because I'm a little bit tired. I didn't take one today. I forgot this morning. I had a BrainForce sitting here. There's like 10 pills left in it. And some little mouse around here is eating my BrainForce. So I just had to go get another bottle during that break and open it up. And it was painful opening. That's why I made the fist comment. It wasn't punching Biggs that made my fist hurt, though. It was punching that steel door. But I still got it. I put a little dent in it. That was a little parlor trick in high school. Punch the school doors and dent them. Girls got impressed by that. And the next guy would try it and break his hand. Of course, the big secret is you got to have your hand basically broken pretty much all the time, and then it doesn't hurt so bad. Just like a spongy smash knuckle. I'm joking. That didn't happen. I'm trying to act tough to impress everybody, folks. Anyways, getting back to what I was covering earlier on the whole DARPA situation, secret is not minding the pain. Pain almost reminds you you're alive. It's weird. You have pain long enough, it just becomes part of it. It's weird. Anyway, side issue, Peter Schiff's coming up. Let me put this addendum. In fact, when we put this on YouTube or Facebook, let's cut that last minute and a half rant that made no sense. I'm literally just babbling. The addendum to that whole DARPA interview is that if I just sit here and attack DARPA, it's not going to be effective reaching out to people at the Pentagon and these big corporations and companies. Obviously, I want life extension technologies. Obviously, I want my kids to have access to it. Obviously, I want humans to progress. A lot of what DARPA does is super sexy. The problem is they are eugenicists. They are transhumanists that set it up. It's not being evenly distributed. It's our money, our tax money that's paying for this, and it's being given to globalist corporations that build their factories in communist China and India. And it doesn't even help those people. They're so greedy. They sold globalism that we're going to build factories in the third world and make them paradises and build them up. I would go for that. You guys don't do that. It'd be one thing if you had a 600-foot yacht, you know, the size of an aircraft carrier or whatever, and then you actually did that off, say, book sales or something, or a widget. But you do it through government contracts you've robbed, then you are so greedy, you don't have a 200-foot yacht, you got a 600-foot yacht from stolen money, and you won't even build it here when we paid for it, you jerks? I mean, what's your problem? You got bad will towards people, and so you're not fit to direct anything. And you sat there, and you got all the smartest kids out of high school and college since the 50s, and you built this thing, and you didn't build it. You were smart enough to swindle it with a bunch of good-willed people, but you didn't build it, and it's not yours, and you're not giving it to the people, and you're disgusting. Instead, you give us mercury in shots. You give us cancer viruses. Oh, thank you. You're so nice. What great gods you are. You claim you're becoming gods. You don't act like any god I ever heard of that was any good. You act like punks. You act like pieces of trash. You act like psychopaths. My god's not somebody that grabs kids out of backyards and tortures them. That's not my god. I know you got a brand new god, and you're really cool and everything. What you got is a bunch of smart people you hijacked who are waking up to you right now, and you hope the fluoride's going to dumb us down. It doesn't work, buddy. It doesn't work on some people. You know that. And so they want to make all the drones autonomous to get the military and the Pentagon out of the equation and to give the technocrats military control. That's their big dream. And that's why the military is fighting the Pentagon Advanced Research Science Boards that are saying just make everything autonomous. And the way you kill it is you bring up stuff like, oh, look at the Trojans inside the cell phones. Look at the Trojans inside the emissions testing of VW, stuff like that. Obviously, you don't say because you can't sell that to the public. They're too naive right now. I mean, I'll do that. You can't say, oh, the, you know, a foreign government will hack it or it'll take control of the AI will. That's inevitable if you keep down this road. So are you guys smart enough to not go the Atlantean route? Because you're about to be there.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labels, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Bad luck winds been blowing on my back. I was born to bring trouble wherever I'm at. Got a number 13 tattooed on my neck.
Tribe Called America. That 1776 tattoo as well.
At east off the edge.
Black gone turn to red.
I was born in the soul of misery.
Be clear.
They just give me a number when I was young.
We're not trying to be alarmists. I am alarmed, though, so I'm not going to lie to you. It is what it is. Russia has completely upstaged the United States and made our criminal government look like absolute fools, which I don't even particularly like, because it's our country, not the globalists, that they're using and running in the ground. A lot of people are all happy that the Russians are going in and killing Al-Qaeda and blowing up al-Nusra and going after IS. And yes, I'm happy about that, but this is part of a larger globalist operation in the final equation that discredits this country. Because we could take this country back any time and turn the prosperity engine on, cut the taxes, cut the spending, make all the welfare folks start working, stop paying for the anchor babies, and this country would go to 10% growth rates in a few years. Historically, I mean, we did till we got the Federal Reserve. We did till the Great Depression. The first 150 years of this country was like heaven. I mean, it was foreign Russian and Japanese and French historians came over here and were just like, this is awesome. We had most of the inventions. We had most of the discoveries. We were the trailblazers. We had the best boxers. We had the best horsemen. If you got in a war with us, we'd kick your butt. We beat the British Empire. Nobody could beat them. We were just more British than the British. And now, look at us, serving Al-Qaeda. Reuters yesterday, I read that article 3-4 times an hour on air, Reuters. In fact, can you guys dig in the stack and find it? It was one about Russia begins airstrikes, and it said the Pentagon and the UN and blah, blah, blah. And right there in the article, it talked about the president and the Defense Department criticizing Russia for not bombing ISIS, but bombing Al-Qaeda bases that are, quote, the Pentagon sees as moderate. I mean, this is how disconnected our elite are, that they will put in Reuters and the Associated Press and the New York Times, they all reported it yesterday, I couldn't believe it, that you shouldn't bomb the moderates, and then it said Al-Qaeda. I don't know if our elite are, maybe Peter Schiff's right, it's not a conspiracy. Maybe they were just living off our smart ancestors. And this elite is completely inept, and that's even scarier. I don't know how they get away with giving trillions of dollars to select banks that taxpayers got to pay for. I don't know how they get away with fixing the interest rates and fixing the currency rates. I don't know how they've held it up this long, but the truth is they didn't hold it up this long. As Peter Schiff said, the job numbers are fake, but even the fake numbers are hellish. 94,610,000 Americans not in labor force. Participation rate lowest since 1977. Record 56+ million women not working. Yeah, like black unemployment's doubled. I mean, where's the liberal empowerment? Jobs up only for immigrants. That's because immigrants, got to give it to them, are smart enough to get on welfare and get a job. Because you sure can't live on those paychecks. Remember the Fed said they're never going to raise the rates, and that's what they've just come out and said that. Peter Schiff said they never can. He's pretty much the only guy saying they never will. And then they said a month ago, oh, we're not going to raise it, but we are going to raise it down the road. Peter Schiff joins us because we have people on that are accurate, people that are right, people that actually want to tell the truth. But I always thought mainstream media just wanted to lie. I guess Peter would say they're stupid. Maybe Peter's right. I'm not saying I'm the smartest guy around. But I make pretty good decisions in my life. And I think I've got a blind spot that I think other people are smart like I am. And maybe I need to get smarter and realize that, no, a lot of people are super stupid. But regardless, I don't care if the government's got a mass of people that will go along with, say, turning our guns in or opening our borders up and paying for everything for free. I have a right to not be a slave and pay for all this. And that's what the Bill of Rights states. It doesn't matter you get 51% selling horse manure and saying it's chocolate cake. I don't have to eat it. And I hate to use a gross analogy, but that, if it fits, you got to use it. Peter, I'm ranting here. I'm not happy that you've been proven right. I'm not happy we've been proven right. Because I realize the public has no idea on average what's going on, not our audience. A lot of them are smarter than I am. I just have this intellectual view, but also this feeling that I'm like in an insane asylum or something. I mean, how crazy is this going to get?
Well, you know, I think a lot more data is going to come out before the general public can accept that I'm right. Or maybe not the general public, the so-called experts on the economy, the very experts that basically said that there was about a 90% chance the Fed was going to raise rates by December. Now, I was saying that the chance was closer to zero. Now that we got today's horrible jobs report, and I'm going to talk about that, but now those experts are changing their forecasts, and now they're saying, well, now that we got this new information, maybe the Fed is going to wait until March. Look, I didn't need to see this job data to know the Fed wasn't going to raise rates, because they will prick their own bubble. But let's look at how bad this jobs report was, because it was really, really bad. Right, they were expecting 203,000 jobs. We only got 142,000. Right, that's way less than even the lowest end of the estimate.
And that's them pumping with giant fire hoses $1,000 bills.
Yeah, but they went back and they revised last month, which was originally reported at 173. Everybody was expecting that to be revised up to above 200. I remember on CNBC, Mark Zandi, chief economist, Moody's.com, when that 173 number came out, he said, ignore it. It means nothing. They're going to revise it up. It's well over 200,000. We're going to get another 200,000 next month. Everything is great. They revised that number down all the way to 136,000. From, you know, so that's 70,000 less.
And isn't that cooked numbers anyways, too?
Well, who knows if they're cooked, but they're still lousy, even if they're cooked. And then they went back to the month before that, and they revised that down, too. So they revised down 2 months. This month was lousy. Then look at, you alluded to labor force participation, dropped to 62.4. That's a new low for this cycle. You got to go back to the 1970s to get a participation rate that low. But, you know, that doesn't tell the real story, because as you remember, back in the early 1970s, most married women didn't work because they didn't have to, because their husbands could afford to support them. But today you have all these women working because men can't afford to support themselves, let alone their wives.
Isn't it wonderful?
But if you look at male labor force participation, it has never been this low in the history of the Republic. There have never been such a small percentage of men who have jobs than now. Look at the wages. They were expecting real wages to go up 0.2. They were flat, you know, and that doesn't adjust for inflation. And average work week went down. This was a horrible report. And, of course, if you look at the jobs by, you know, category, we lost manufacturing jobs. We lost mining and logging jobs. We lost wholesale trade jobs. These are the good paying jobs. What jobs did we create? Government jobs, waiters, bartenders, people that ring cash registers, orderlies in hospitals. We created low-paying minimum wage jobs, and we destroyed the good jobs that you can support a family on. That's what's going on.
Now, as I introed it, is it on purpose or is it just ineptitude? I mean, they got a lot of professors, Cloward and Piven, saying they want to make everybody dependent.
Look, they're not smart enough to do this on purpose. If the government was trying to wreck the economy, it'd be booming. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, these politicians just want to get elected. Wall Street is concerned about stimulating stock prices. They don't care.
So they're just giving us happy pills and we're drug addicts.
Yeah. I mean, even Carl Icahn came out with his video recently, Danger Ahead. You know, when you got mainstream billionaires starting to figure it out, right? It's getting near the end of the game. Except, you know, he thought that the Fed had been giving the economy medicine, and he was worried what was going to happen when the medicine went away, you know, the 0% rates. He's got the metaphor wrong. It's not medicine, because medicine implies that it's helping. It's monetary heroin. It's a steroid, or it's a painkiller. Whatever the Fed's been giving us has been making the economy sicker, but numbing us to the pain. But he did have an image, a photograph, and I've used this analogy myself too, of everybody partying on a bus and then Janet Yellen pushing the bus. And you can see in the picture that the bus is going to go over the edge of a cliff, but no one cares because they're having so much fun partying on the bus. They're not paying attention.
Because the elite are the recipients of the money up front. They just can't help themselves.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the thing is, you know, this number came out. Gold's up 20, 25 bucks. I mean, that's nothing. It's still below 1140. The dollar's down a little bit. People still don't get it. They're still clinging to the idea, okay, well, the Fed won't raise by December, but they'll do it early next year. They're not going to raise. Right? They still think this is a recovery. It's not. And these job numbers are only going to get worse. And wait till next year comes and we start losing jobs. In fact, if you look at the numbers that came out today on factory orders, horrible numbers, the 10th consecutive year over year.
Sure, I don't have to look at the numbers. I got family and friends. I know the economy is literally in the toilet. But we'll go over those numbers with Peter Schiff and ask what's coming next straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. He's with Europac.com. Stay with us.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Like an angel. This song's about Janet Yellen.
Walk like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got one.
I love Elvis.
You're the devil in disguise.
I like Elvis movies. They're so stupid. They're fun to watch with kids, you know. I used to not get like escapist stuff when I was younger, so I like real serious stuff, but now that I'm always focusing on serious stuff, I like the stupider the better. When I'm trying to deprogram myself from the world on the weekend or whatever, I get it now. I click. I'm an old man now, I guess. Peter Schiff is our guest. If you want to talk to him, I'm sure you do. You have an economic question, or you agree with him, you disagree with him, or you agree with me, disagree, whatever. By the way, folks that disagree, go to the head of the line. We still got a bunch of calls from the DARPA. We're going to clear those out. We got folks that want to talk about the economy. Larry, Tim, Jerry, Wild, and others. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You know, Peter, it really is gallows humor. Peter Schiff of Europac.com joins us. Billions under management. Predicted the big bubble in 2008 when no one believed it, and a lot of other predictions. Predicted 3-4 years ago that there'd be a crash last year, basically. Well, there is a crash all over the world. We're just drinking Jim Jones Kool-Aid here and don't know it yet. So I think his prediction, Gerald Salentes and others, was accurate. But clearly it's going on now more intensely. They're trying to paper over it. How do you see this unfolding now with the technicals, without getting too technical, in the next few years? I mean, in your gut, when you're talking to your wife or talking to, you know, one of your investors, where, you know, sitting around a cocktail, what does Peter Schiff really think is going to happen? I mean, just be honest with us. Nobody's holding you to a prediction, but specifically, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, well, first of all, I wanted to, you know, continue where I left off about the other data that came out today, the factory orders, which were down, you know, for the 10th month in a row, down more than expected. This has never happened outside of a recession, right? You've never seen this unless we were in a recession. And the Atlanta Fed GDP Now numbers, they predicted, they came out a couple days ago or yesterday and revised their forecast for Q3, third quarter, to just 0.9. But I think now that this new jobs data is out and we got these factory orders, there's a good chance that we're going to have a negative quarter in the third quarter. Wow. And if we're negative in the third quarter, I bet we're also negative in the fourth quarter, because the fourth quarter tends to be pretty weak. They've been very weak during the last 7 years. So I think if we get a negative third quarter, we'll have a negative fourth quarter. We'll have two negative quarters back to back. There's your recession. Now what happens? Now the Fed has to react to that recession. Rates will still be at zero, so they can't cut them. What are they going to do? QE4, right? And that is when the bottom drops out of the dollar, if it hasn't already done it by then. I think there is a great opportunity for your listeners to get out of dollars. I mean, the dollars are still up. We've had this huge rise in the dollar because these currency speculators just don't get it. They still think the economy is in great shape. They still think the Fed's going to raise rates.
Even though the Chinese are exiting. Even though the Chinese are exiting.
Yeah, when reality comes crashing into their expectations, this is going to be a huge event. Like the collapse of the subprime, like collapse of the dot-coms. Think of it as the dollar.com or a subprime currency. This thing is going to implode, and I think when it drops, it's going to drop quickly. But people are going to make some serious money, or they're going to protect themselves.
So you think the dollar will plunge or basically jackknife, or will it go down and bounce back up? What do you expect to see?
Yeah, no. I think it's going to go down for the count. Remember, it's risen based on the expectations of all these rate hikes. These rate hikes aren't coming. The dollar has risen because everybody thinks the Fed has finished printing money. They're only getting warmed up. They got a lot more printing yet to come. So this is an opportunity before people wake up, for people to, you know, open up accounts with me or other people that can do foreign investing, get out of U.S. dollars, buy some foreign stocks, get your money into Switzerland, get into Singapore, get it into New Zealand, get some gold stocks. They are dirt cheap. They are giving these things away because people are clueless as to what's going to happen.
And well, I know this. I'm no rocket scientist, but folks should hedge their bets, obviously.
I mean, everybody is making bad bets, and that's how you make money in the market. Take the other side of the bad bets. People made money shorting subprime. They made money shorting dot-coms. People are going to make a ton of money.
How much did you make predicting the 2008 for your customers?
Well, my customers lost in 2008, right? I had customers that made a lot of money in 2007 on the collapse of subprime. But in 2008, all the foreign stocks that we owned went down. The dollar went up in 2008. The dollar didn't go down until 2009. That's when foreign stocks
came back up.
That's
what I meant. But down the road, you made money, yeah.
But we haven't had a dollar collapse yet. I've been preparing for a dollar collapse for a long time. When my clients made the most money, on the weak dollar was from 2001 to 2008. That's when people betting against the dollar were making a ton of money because the dollar fell for 7 years and hit an all-time low. Gold went from under 300 to 1,000. Oil went from under 20 bucks to 150.
I want to talk about oil. Exactly. We got to go to break. Definitely things are volatile. Definitely we're built a house on top of a volcano that's active. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but it's not good. I'm trying to figure out what to do, just like you are. Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I was born in the soul of misery. I never had me in it.
Wild, Jerry, Jim, Trevor, Charlene, your calls are coming up.
Just give me a
it up.
Microchip identification devices implanted into their body.
Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell.
Monday through Friday. Bad 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here to try to promote survival, trying to promote prosperity, trying to promote...
I pray you don't
straight up handshake
me, I pray
to build a civilization for humanity together. And the globalists have made the decision to basically create monopolies for themselves. And necessarily out of that, they develop a hatred for humanity. Because who wants to do something they don't enjoy? And so Peter Schiff has been pretty accurate predicting what's going to happen, is our guest. I want him to be able to roll with what he thinks is going to unfold now. Other areas in the economy, and then I want to go to your phone calls here on this live Friday edition. Before we do that, just briefly, we did get Liver Shield back in, and you can see the video about it. You can read all about it, hear Dr. Group talk about it, read the testimonials for yourself, read people's reviews, basically. They're not even testimonials. 4.8 of 5 stars. That's unprecedented. A third-party review site, Power Reviews. And the really good reviews, we're not even able to put up. Those get excised and removed. It's like, we're not like only showing the good reviews. We're actually getting rid of the incredible reviews. So it's the opposite of what somebody might think. It's ridiculous. But you can just do this regularly. I've had amazing benefits personally. Or you can do the big cleanses. And I'll be honest, I've only done one fully. I'm not a very regimented person. I'm not very good at taking care of myself. It was spectacular. Liver Shield, sold out for months, is back in. You can get it with Oxy Powder discounted right now, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We also have back in stock, sold out for a few weeks, the Hillary for Prison t-shirt. We have it back in all sizes. It's a dark blue shirt, classic political shirt, and there's also a black version. And it says Hillary for Prison 2016. On the back, it says legalized freedom, to quote Ron Paul. InfoWars.com. And it has a 5.0 review. We don't have anything else that has that top review. But if you're looking for folks to buy a drink at the bar or whatever, this is the way to do it, at least from our experiences. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And we've got Brain Force, we've got Chaldees back in stock. We've got just a bunch of great products, and you can know when you shop with us, you are funding the tip of the spear, the good guys in the fight against the globalist. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site where it's all at. And we've got non-GMO seeds for your fall garden, Christmas presents. I mean, it's all there, and that's how we built this organization. So thank you. Please don't. It's really an oxymoron when callers call in and thank me. And that's why I get tired of it. Imagine the tens of the, I mean, you are the ones that listen. You are the ones that buy the products. You are the ones that spread the word. You are the ones that send us the show tips. You are the eyes and ears. You make the clock go round. You make the world go round. You put the gas in the tank. You load the bombs on the info bomber. Figure that out yet? You're part of the same team. Just like Russian bombers, fighter bombers being loaded up with weapons to go attack ISIS and Al-Qaeda targets, God bless them, because our criminal government won't do it. The people fueling those jets, people loading those bombs on those jets are just as important as the pilot going in to pull the trigger. Now, Peter Schiff, I like getting interviews with you where you get into politics and the world and not just your economics. It's not like it's a five-minute interview on CNBC. So I've got a few political questions and calls for you, but other points you want to telegraph to folks, saying the economy would get worse, saying this would continue. You've been proven right on that. So what do you say is coming next?
Well, let me finish up what I was talking about before the break on, you know, why my clients did so well with me from 2001 to 2008 was because the dollar bubble that had inflated in the late 1990s burst. And then the dollar fell for 7 years. Well, we have a bigger dollar bubble now than we had then. The fundamentals for the U.S. economy are much worse now than they were then. The fundamentals for the dollar are much worse. So when this bubble bursts, look out below. I think the people who are betting against the dollar by buying foreign currencies, by buying foreign stocks, by owning precious metals. Look, silver's up about 5% today alone, but this is just the beginning, right? Metals are going to move much, much higher. I think people are going to make more money in gold and silver and gold and silver stocks in this next leg of the bull market than they did from 2001 to 2008. And those were some very, very good years for the people that were invested in that market. And, you know, a lot of people have been making fun of me on CNBC. Oh, Peter Schiff's been predicting a weak dollar and it hasn't fallen. Wait till they see how weak this dollar is going to get. No one has any idea how quickly and how much value the dollar is going to lose. And, you know, I just put up another video of some of my predictions from 2006. If you go on YouTube and you search it for 2006 all over again, look at the things I was saying. And the reason I did 2006 was the real estate market blew up in 07, not 08. The financial crisis happened in 08, but the real estate market blew up in 07. And in 2006, nobody saw it coming. And watch some of those videos from 2006. This is how clueless the mainstream can be, including the Federal Reserve, when there is a disaster right around the corner and they can't see it. So we have another disaster. It's around another corner. I can see it. And I think people need to protect themselves and they need to get their financial ducks in a row now. Because if you wait too long, it's going to be too late. Because once the dollar collapses, if all you got is dollars, you know, you're holding a bunch of paper.
Let me put it to you this way. I said before the break, we built a house on top of an active volcano. Smoke's coming out. Some lava's boiling around. The ground's rumbling. Some rocks are bouncing down the side of the cliff. I don't know what it's going to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
The seismologists don't know. The volcanologists don't know. All I know is I've looked at history. This never goes well. Let's say you're wrong. Could the laws of economics be suspended with computers or whatever? Could this just go on forever? I mean, what are some of the other scenarios if you're wrong?
It can't go on forever, right? And the fact that 2008, really, that was the beginning of the end. The process has already started, so we're already here. But yes, they have found ways to delay the process, stretch it out, but only at the cost of making it worse. Realizing the Fed now is really in a box because they've been pretending they were going to raise rates for years, and now their backs are to the wall, and they have to admit that they're not going to do it. And when they have to launch QE4, and when everybody thought the Fed was finished and that it had worked, and now they find out that it didn't work and they have to do it all over again, the Fed's credibility is gone, and the next leg of the dollar bear market is going to begin. And this is not going to be, you know, stretched out beyond the decade. I mean, we're going to live through this. Look, the Chinese are already selling their treasuries. This is the tip of a huge iceberg. I think all these emerging market economies from Southeast Asia, from Latin America, are going to be dumping their treasuries maybe by next year. All these countries bought trillions of dollars worth of treasuries in 2010, 2011, when they were fighting a currency war to prevent their currencies from rising as we were doing quantitative easing. They're not going to make that same mistake twice. The next time the dollar goes down, it's not going to have any friends. No one's going to be buying it. No one's going to fight that currency war again. America's going to lose that war.
Sure.
And anybody that owns the U.S. dollar is going to lose that war.
I think my gut tells me, looking at the economics and history, I think you're on the money. I think other weird stuff could happen, stuff so upside down and so crazy. But regardless, we're headed into some very unstable times. I want to make this point, get your take on it, and go to calls. Pierce Schiff, again, is our guest right now. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I see Putin being worshipped, being lionized, the commenters on my site, but other mainstream sites, YouTube, as if he's Jesus or something. I see that as a bellwether of the incredible disdain, discontent, hatred the American people have, the disillusionment with our government and the mainstream media.
I mean, look at how popular Trump is, or look at Bernie Sanders. I mean, people are fed up and they are reaching for anything that's different, right? Anybody that sounds like maybe they can make a difference. And, you know, one of the things I like about Trump is he's got a lot of the problems right. He identifies the problems that a lot of other candidates don't want to address. But he doesn't really offer solutions that will work because the solutions that will work, you know, involve a lot of political. But yeah, it involves cutting programs. But he doesn't want to talk about that. He says, I'm going to save Social Security. I'm going to give out free health care. Right. So he doesn't want to really
sounds
say,
like a Democrat.
I've got the bitter tasting medicine. He's got the right problems, but he's got quackery type of solutions that aren't going to work.
I agree. You know, so let's get into Putin, just because I want your take on this specifically to finish it. I see the collapse in American confidence, mainstream news saying Putin's now the leader of the free world. Not that Putin's really the leader of the free world. It's that we've lost so much confidence the world has that this serious situation in Syria, pun intended, is really the iceberg peeking up above the surface, showing that the world is beginning to turn on America. I mean, I really think the full confidence of the world is beginning to shift, and once it goes, it's going to go quick.
Yeah, and what's going to accelerate that process is the drop of the dollar and then piercing this mystique that we've got this great economy, this sound economy, that our leaders know what they're doing, that our central bankers are somehow geniuses. When that myth is pierced, right, this is a whole new ball game, and people, the world is going to look at America through a whole different perspective.
What do you expect that fallout to be like?
It's not going to be pretty. You know, I mean, we're going to have to get used to living in a whole new reality where, you know, the dollar is not the center of the monetary system. And that means Americans can't live beyond our means. I mean, Americans take for granted that we can buy all kinds of stuff that we don't produce. We don't have the factories that make all the stuff. You know, our production is so low. In fact, you know, my brother was doing some calls of reporters asking, you know, why are you not, you know, covering all this horrible manufacturing data that all the Fed surveys are showing? And the reporter told my brother, well, we don't really pay attention to manufacturing anymore because it's such a small part of the economy, nobody cares about it, which says so much, A, that it's so small, but B, that nobody even cares about it. You need to care about it because it shouldn't be small.
They're totally
delusional.
How can
we not manufacture? If we want to consume, we have to produce. So we live because the world is dumb enough to trade the stuff.
Yeah, we produce paper money. And these people don't think that's a problem. It just shows the fundamental disconnect that when things do collapse, which it will, what goes up must come down. They are going to be just a nightmare force to deal with. Can you imagine these hordes of ignorant trendies, Peter, what they're going to be like during a depression?
Oh, look, you know, America had a lot more civility during the 1930s when we had that depression. Can you imagine what would go on bread lines today? I mean, what would Americans do in a situation like the 1930s? I mean, look what happens, you know, look how they riot and loot just, you know, when something goes wrong. Or look at what they do when their team wins a sporting event. You know, I mean, imagine something really bad. You know, imagine what's going to happen then. You know, the sad part is pretty soon we're not going to have to imagine it. We're going to live through it.
It's a time bomb. We live on top of a time bomb. We are sitting on top of a time bomb. And our politicians and leaders are not doing anything to try to reverse this. But they are buying armored redoubts. So I guess I think the establishment knows where this is going, Peter. They're just trying to put it off as long as they can and trying to milk it.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, by postponing it, they extend and pretend. But the problems get worse. That means the solution ultimately is more painful. But it does provide a window of opportunity for people who have not yet prepared themselves financially to do so. And that's, you know, one of the reasons I come on your program. I think it's important for people to be prepared. I mean, when this thing collapses, I want as many Americans as possible not to go broke because so many will. And the important thing is to have people that understand, you know, why the country's in so much trouble, to have the resources to help do something, to help build it back up again.
Well, if government just would cut its size and cut taxes, we'd be fine. You're absolutely right. Folks need to be prepared. Everything the system wants is for us to be dependent. Let's take some phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Wild in Wisconsin. You're on the air with Peter Schiff.
Hey, Mr. Jones. To interlink these two guests, Mr. Schiff, can you please explain to me the dynamic ways money has become a tool, number one, for population control and brainwashing?
Well, money's used for social engineering. Go ahead, Peter.
Well, I don't know about brainwashing. I mean, they certainly do that in the public school system, that's for sure. But, you know, money, the government uses money to buy votes, and those votes give it power. And that's what happens. You know, we encourage bad behavior through the tax code. We give people money not to work. We give people money to have children out of wedlock. We punish people when they work hard. We take their money. You know, when you really realize how few rights you have in America is when you go out and start a business. That's when the government really starts putting
a hammer
down.
Oh, yeah, you find out, don't you?
So we encourage all the wrong things, and we discourage all the right things. And sure, money is a tool that they use, and the Federal Reserve is creating those tools. And there are a lot of people that are getting rich, and of course, the people who are getting rich are recycling their wealth back to the politicians. That's one of the other things that Trump has right, that all these politicians are for sale. You know, they raise taxes way up, and now people have to give them money to get special tax breaks to avoid those taxes. That's one of the reasons they're so high in the first place, because they use them as a club to shake people down to get some extra money so that people can be exempted from taxes that if they weren't high in the first place, the politicians wouldn't have the power to extort all that money to secure their power.
Absolutely on target. Peter Schiff's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Jerry in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings and salutations.
Go ahead, brother.
I just don't really have a question, just a comment. I don't worry too much about them rounding us up as much as we already live in a financial prison. You can't hardly make a dollar beyond, if you're not already in the middle class, try to climb your way up is nearly impossible. It's like pounding a nail in with a piece of Play-Doh. You're just not going to get it done. And there's so many men out there, Peter touched on it, that are just frustrated from just trying to feed their family.
Exactly. The harder you work, the more they tax you and screw you over. So why not? Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I get, in between my insurance and my taxes, I pay 38% of my income before I even touch it. Then they want to tax me again when I buy something. And men are so pent up and so frustrated. I talk to them. And the first thing they're going to do when things fall apart, they're just going to start randomly acts of violence. It's because they're so frustrated.
Well, we don't want to do that. Let me ask Peter this question. Aren't more and more people just going to stop complying with the system?
Well, it's eventually out of necessity. I mean, if you can't even survive and pay the taxes, I mean, yes, compliance is going to go down. That's one of the reasons they got my dad dying in prison, is because he's there to discourage people from not paying taxes. Hey, don't pay your taxes. Look, you're going to end up like Irwin Schiff. But look, you know, the income tax has created more cheaters than golf. I mean, most people cheat because that's the only way they can survive. You know, but the government is the one that's cheating because the government is extorting a tax from the American public that legally nobody is required to pay. But they don't care. The court looks the other way. They let the government, avoid the constitutional restraints. They don't impose the precedent of prior Supreme Court rulings. They don't even abide by their own Internal Revenue Code. They're a law unto themselves. They do whatever they want, and nobody cares.
Just a lawless group. 50 different CPAs give you 50 different answers, 50 different tax lawyers, 50 different answers. Now the IRS won't even give you advice. They just wait for you to stick your neck in the bear trap.
Yeah, and you know, I was even explaining this to my 13-year-old in the car today when I was driving him to school this morning. But, you know, it's like the government creates a situation where they, you know, you figure everybody's pulling this wagon, and the government starts incentivizing some people to get in the wagon. And now some people jump in the wagon, and initially, you know, it's okay because there's still a lot of people pulling it, and they, you know, they don't have to pull much harder because there's not that many people in the wagon. But as more and more people look at the inside the wagon and realize it's more lucrative to be pulled around than to pull, eventually, you know, all of a sudden, the people that are pulling have to pull really hard because there's so many people in that wagon. And so finally, the people who are pulling say, you know what, this is, they all decide to jump in the wagon because it's too hard to pull. Everybody wants to ride in it. But you know what? Then the wagon doesn't go anywhere because everybody can't be in a wagon that nobody pulls.
And this is the key. This is why the political left, the political correctness, bullies workers, bullies men, bullies families. They know they're parasites. And they want to intimidate us and dominate us under totalitarianism so they can sit there and spit on us while we pull the wagon and keep us intimidated and following their order. Yeah. But that illusion
Alex, I think by next year you're going to have over 100 million Americans sitting in that wagon. That's going to be a huge burden for the people who are still pulling it. And then it's all of a sudden it's going to be a big switch where people are just going to give up. And that's, you know, it doesn't work. The economy can't work with so many people expecting other people to do the work because that's what the government has promised.
Exactly. So we are reaching that moment where any amount of intimidation is not going to work. Just like in a Soviet system, people are going to stop working.
Oh, yeah. You know, and don't wait for it to happen. You know, prepare yourself financially now. Don't wait till you're staring at this crisis in the rearview mirror. You know, that's what I'm telling my clients is, look, you know, we've got to be early. Because you can't be late. You know, this is the, you know, you do not want to arrive late. You've got to be early because that's the only way you'll survive this thing financially is if you're already prepared when it hits. Like, you know, going to be like a tornado coming. You know, you never see those things coming until they're right on top of you. So you got to have some preparation. Otherwise, by the time you see it, you know, it's too late to do anything.
Undoubtedly, we now have radar. We know there's storms. We know there's tornadoes. The debate is what are the tornadoes going to do, and I think you've been pretty accurately, you know, saying where they're going to go. But who can call this stuff? It's very frustrating, and then to see the politicians getting themselves ready while telling us don't get ready is one of the most frustrating parts. Tim in Illinois, you're on the air with Peter Schiff. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got two questions. When do you think we'll see record youth unemployment in America, like in Greece? And then my second question is, what can the young Americans, like in their early 20s, learn from Greece and other countries and how to prepare for what's coming?
Yeah, well, I don't know that we're ever going to get real record unemployment because the records aren't honest anymore, you know, because so many people lose their jobs and they're not considered unemployed the way the government counts them. But I do think the official unemployment rate is going to go up, and we might get back up closer to 10% in this next downturn from the 4.1% we're at now. But if we ever get back up to 10% officially, it's probably 25, 30% unofficially. In fact, it'll probably be higher than it was during the Great Depression if we actually measured it using the same methodology that we used to measure unemployment during the Great Depression. But
the government
is not honest about these statistics because it wants to hide the truth beneath a blanket of these phony statistics.
And that is the $64 million question. We know about them cooking the interest rates, the currencies, the insurance, just all of it. But imagine what we don't know they're cooking. That's the new variable in the equation to where I would agree with you on everything, except who knows what rabbits they've got, weird new political economic drugs to introduce into the system. I'm not saying they're miracles. I mean, obviously the economy's rotting on the vine, but it's just who knows what's going to happen.
Now, look, there's a limit to how far they can push this phony engineered, you know, economy. But the average person in the street living in the actual economy knows it's getting worse. Americans know their financial futures are slipping away. They have no savings. They have no net worth. They're living paycheck.
Debt at record level. Your kids move in with you. They have a part-time job. You keep up appearances. You don't say we're in a depression. You just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, you know, and the powers that be, whether it's on Wall Street or in Washington, they don't want to acknowledge the reality. They still want to hide behind these statistics. The stock market's at a record high. Home prices are at a record high. Yeah, who can afford to buy a house? We have record numbers of people renting, and the rents are going up. That is the problem, and so are the utility bills, and so are the property taxes.
That's inflation.
More people are spending now 30, 40, 50% of their incomes on rent. You know, this is a poor country. When you have to spend more and more of your money on rent, then you're going to have to spend more and more of your money on food. This is characteristic of what happens in a poor country. This is not a wealthy country,
exactly.
An industrial country.
Exactly.
Those costs should be going down. Housing costs should be going down. That's a sign of wealth.
Let's go to Jonathan in Central America, south of Mexico, Guatemala. Jonathan, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air with Peter Schiff.
Well, thanks, Alex. Actually, what I'm gonna make is particularly more in the sense of a comment instead of a question.
Sure, go ahead. We're not screening your call. Go ahead and say it.
Okay, thanks. So, well, of course, being from Guatemala, I'm sure you, both of you and everyone in the audience knows that I'm actually from the main country that sends people to the United States. That, of course, being the illegal immigrants. And if you take a look at the statistics, actually, for the migrant crisis that happened last year, I'm not entirely sure about the percentage, but the majority of people were from Guatemala. And there is something that Trump says in which he is absolutely right. And it is that for some reason, many of our people are going and onto the north and onto the slavery and everything and riding on trains, crossing on desert, becoming prostitutes, etc. But one thing that I've noticed that no one has been talking about, and I actually would like to address this, is that one of the main reasons that people are fleeing Guatemala and Central America is actually because our countries are completely over again, that were
sure, absolute crime waves, absolutely. Peter Schiff, I want to thank you for joining us today. Look forward to having you back on again, and we'll track what you're doing over at Europac.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Ox. Have a good weekend.
You bet. You too. Fourth hour with Anthony Gucciardi coming up. I'm going to do 5 more minutes. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Tom Ford's Live Show.
Visit GCNLive.com today.